Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Attract podcast. In this episode, I interview social media business coach Alison Henderson about scaling your business and overcoming those messy thoughts that might be holding you back and what to do if things don't seem to be landing. We cover a lot in this episode, so let's dive in. Hi, Alison, and welcome to the podcast. I'm really excited to chat with you today about your business and about how it's evolved, the journey, what that looked like for you, and we're also going to be seeing where the conversation goes. So first off, I'd love to hear a little bit about your story and the kind of work that you do today.
Hi, Anna. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. So my name is Alison Henderson. I am a social media business coach, and I started this journey with my coaching business about 6 years ago. But I'm going to kind of go back a bit because my coaching journey actually started 10 years ago when I first started seeing a life coach. And this woman completely changed my life. And at the time, I was in a corporate job. I was doing radio and event sales in Chicago. And I just was following societal norms. I started, you know, going to college, and after college, you just get thrown into a 9-to-5, 40-hour work week, and you just kind of assume that you're going to be happy, right? And I was quickly realizing, like, this wasn't what I wanted to do with my life. Like, I was waking up early, getting home late, and, you know, in Chicago, we had, like, a ton of traffic. I was, like, always in my car, and I was like, I just like know deep down this isn't what I want to be doing. I didn't want to wake up miserable every day and being like, is this like just my life until I'm 65? Like in the States, like, you know, we just hustle and bustle until we're 65. And then like, then what happens? And I was just being called for so much more. So I ended up seeing this life coach, which she was more like a hippy dippy, like spiritual psychic medium. Like she was just somebody that like opened up my mind to, hey, like there's so much more to life than just a job. And so we started to explore together like what that would look like if I decided to quit this and actually follow my purpose, my passion. But at the time, I didn't know what that was. Like I didn't know what my purpose was. I didn't know what my passion was. I didn't know what I was like really being called to do. And so I didn't necessarily quit my job right away or anything like that, but we slowly just started exploring some things together. And back when I was in college, I actually did a lot of traveling. I studied abroad in Italy. I studied abroad in Mexico. I did a ton of traveling and I felt so adventurous. There was just something that was so, I'd just say fun about that whole journey for myself. And so, yeah, like I saved up some money and I was like, I'm just going to quit travel and just kind of figure it out. I didn't really have much of a plan. So I did some traveling, and during that journey, like I just knew that this woman had really changed my life. And so when I came back from this traveling, like I was like, maybe I could be a life coach, or maybe I can do something like that as well. I knew even back when I was in college and back in high school, like I loved listening to motivational speakers and people that were just like, they just lit up a room, you know? And so I was on Facebook one day. I was in a Facebook group that was really like just honed in on like how to help you build a laptop lifestyle realistically. And so with that, somebody had posted like, hey, I got this coaching certification. If anybody wants to learn more about it, here's the link. And I was like, oh, that's weird because I'm looking for a coaching certification. Like I just feel like, you know, Instagram and Facebook now can like listen to our minds and they can read our minds. And so I clicked it, joined. And within just a few months, I had my certification to become a life coach. But then I quickly was just like, so where's the clients? Like, how does this all work? Like, so I luckily came from a sales and marketing background, but my degree was also in sales and promotion. So I was like, every time I was getting on calls with people, I was like, really into the people that wanted to start businesses and like wanted help with all of that. And so I ended up pivoting into being a business coach. And the whole process of like starting a business, like, and like really putting yourself out there on social media was like not easy for me at all at first. And I just felt so like, how are all these people doing this? Like, what's really going on? Like, and so, yeah, when I was becoming a business coach, I was like helping people through that, but I was also going through my own challenges of like, how is this all working? Like, I know that I can help people do these things, but like, how do I get more clients?
Yeah, I love that. I love hearing your story actually, because it's really clear that you followed your passion. And I love speaking to people when they say that you know, they actually sat and really thought about what they wanted to do. I think so many of us go through that conditioning, that societal expectation that we need to do X, Y, and Z, get the job, climb the career ladder. So I love hearing people's stories, and yours, you know, is just great. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. And I totally hear what you're saying as well. You kind of go through these constant different challenges at different stages, don't you? So it's really interesting to hear about how even initially you pivoted, but then oftentimes another challenge will kind of rise. So it's really, yeah, it's really, really interesting to hear about your journey there. So what would you say is one of the challenges around pivoting, around actually deciding on what it is that you want to do?
Yeah. So obviously, when you're like making those decisions, like you're going to have all these limiting beliefs that pop up. Like, oh, if you end up like niching down, you're going to leave all this money on the table. Or if you end up like actually saying that you want to completely pivot, like I went from life coaching to business coaching. I felt like that was my messaging changed significantly because I wasn't just marketing to this one person anymore. I was marketing to somebody totally different. So yeah, I had all these fears inside me that's like, oh, what are people going to think of me when I decide to do this? And like, now I always tell my clients, like, nobody's paying attention enough. Nobody cares. Just do it, like, because it feels good to you. So I know that you're really big into alignment. Like, I just had to keep reminding myself that like, this is really what lit me up. Like, this is what excited me. And I just kept following that path. And so I know the minute that I really started to do that and like just follow the energy around the offer, around the niche, or around the actual ideal client, my business completely changed. And I know you see this all the time with your clients of like the messaging changes, you're excited about it, your ideal client, like you just like you're just so honed in on this one person, and bam, you start getting a ton of clients. And this is like when I started making like multiple six figures. I was like, oh my God, like the moment that I can just hone in on this person, like I just kept following what brought me joy, right? Like, and that was a big thing for me. Is like, and even to this day, like I just know when something's not in alignment or not like in integrity with myself, or like not like it doesn't feel well in my system. And so I use my intuition a lot of like, should I do this, should I not do this, how does this feel inside of me, how does this not feel like. And so I kind of explore all these different pieces inside of me when I go down that path. But like so many times, like we're just overthinking it, and we're really caring like, what is my audience going to think when I decide to pivot or when I decide to do this? And I'm like, they're probably not going to care as much as you think. And that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally hear you there, because it's the message. If the message resonates, they will resonate. If the message no longer resonates, they'll move along. And that's absolutely fine, because you're wanting to attract the kind of clients who will resonate. So I agree with you there, actually. There's probably a lot more overthinking that does go into that pivot, but actually probably more so the question is around where you're coming from when it comes to that pivot. For example, are you wanting to pivot because something feels totally aligned, or are you wanting to pivot because it feels like the thing you're currently doing isn't working? I think that's a really interesting question. Is that something that you've experienced or helped clients through?
Absolutely. And I feel I'm somebody that's like sell through the finish line, like because a lot of people will sign up like the last day or a few days before. But like, even if nobody signs up, let's just for example, if nobody signs up, it doesn't mean that the offer isn't good or that it wasn't even in an alignment. It could have just been a messaging thing or an audience thing at the time. Because I know when somebody starts a brand new Instagram and they're like, I want to sell out all my offers, I'm like, well, you don't have an audience yet. We have nobody to sell to. Right. So sometimes there's a lot of different pieces I always say to look at there. But yeah, it's not that the offer was bad or that it wasn't in alignment. Like sometimes it is just say like an actual strategy piece or, you know, the sales and marketing piece that we just need to fine tune. And we need to, yeah, really hone in on like who's this audience that you really want to be speaking to. There's always things to improve, but it doesn't mean that it was bad or that it was out of alignment. So like that's definitely happened to me. Like I feel like every coach has had a flopped launch, like totally fine. Like that, I mean, I always like to normalize that. Like it's totally fine. There are definitely times where like I look at the offer and go, how can I change this up a bit? How can I get more alignment with this or more excited about this? Or was there just something that like maybe I just didn't talk about it enough? Maybe I just, because especially at the beginning of my business, like I didn't realize that, like this was an everyday thing. Like I actually had to come on social media and talk about my stuff all the time. And even on my email list, like I can't just post it once and assume all these people are going to sign up. And so I had like a big thing with that, especially like many years ago when I had first started. So now like the sales and marketing piece becomes just kind of more simple and easier for me because I have been doing this for a long time. So it's kind of like putting in the reps. The more that you end up, the more that you just really understand who your ideal client is and what the offer's all about, what are the benefits, what are all the reasons people need to sign up for this, the easier it's going to be for you to sell it the next time and the next time and the next time. So I would not just scrap a complete like new offer if it didn't sell or if only a few people signed up for it. Like just kind of take a look at it and say, how can I improve this the next time around? What would make this more exciting for my audience to buy? But also too, like look at all your limiting beliefs around this. Like what made you maybe not show up as much? What made you not so excited to sell this? Is it because you had a lot of those limiting beliefs? Like nobody wants this. It's too expensive. It's just not good enough. Like we have all these things that pop up that we don't really realize is like secretly sabotaging the success of it.
Yes, I totally agree with you. I agree with everything that you've said there. I think a really powerful question to ask in that scenario is, how would I show up if I knew that this offer was going to sell out? If I knew that everybody was going to be jumping inside, how would I be showing up then? Because if there's a difference between how you feel about showing up right now, you want to start getting on board with energetically with the identity of the person who knows that they're going to sell out. So I love what you're saying there, actually thinking about whether it's the beliefs around it, whether you think that it's possible for you to sign those clients, because whatever happens, if you believe that it's not going to happen, then you probably are holding back in various different ways. And I love the approach as well of rather than thinking, why did it not go well? And really analyzing that detail, actually looking at what can I do to be a little bit better today? What can I do to go deeper on the message? Can I play around with different ways of communicating different angles, pulling out different threads of the offer that I'm sharing? And I think that's where you start to enter a more playful, curious approach to your selling. And I think when you're enjoying it a little bit more in that way, it will show.
Yeah. I think so many times, like the energy around it is really what sells it. Sometimes it's not even like, I always say like, not that everyone even needs this or wants this. It's just like, you were so passionate about it and you were so excited to sell it. And people like, that was so contagious. And, you know, I always just say people that really want to work with you will buy a lot of the stuff that you sell, right? Like, and like, they don't necessarily care if it's specifically something that's going to even help them. They just want to be in your energy some of the time. So that's always something like to look at as well, is like, how are you showing up? Like, you know, what kind of energy are you bringing to your platforms, and how are you speaking to it to people? I work a lot with like more of like the intuitive person who just kind of like, they listen to one of my podcast episodes, or, you know, they watch one of my videos or whatever. And they're like, I just love your energy. Like I get that all the time when I get on sales calls, and I'm like, okay, so I know I'm working with somebody who's a lot more intuitive and that just truly wants to be like working with me because they like my messaging and they need or want something that I sell. But like, just because they actually truly like me as a coach or as a person.
Yeah. And actually I think you've touched on a really powerful point there, because going back to our earlier conversation around weighing up whether it's alignment or whether it's actually something that isn't maybe working. For example, the messaging isn't landing yet. And I think one of the most powerful ways actually is to ask yourself how it feels. Your intuition will tell you, won't it? And I think I really do believe that our marketing speaks to the unconscious mind, doesn't it? You know, the unconscious mind that knows when what we say and what we do are different things, when we're not being authentic. So I do believe that the alignment piece is really important too. And like you say, those people got a feel for you. You were exactly how you are. You know, you just showed up, and that does sell, doesn't it? You know, that is what gets people trusting you.
Well, yeah. And like everyone probably listening to this episode knows like the whole know, like, and trust factor thing is a big piece of marketing, right? But I also just know like a majority of the people that are going to come through your program, like, you don't know it all, number one, but like they know you on some level, right? Like I love it when someone gets on a call with me and they're like, I just feel like I know you. Like, and that to me is like, okay, I'm doing something right. Like I'm letting people into my life, but I'm also like allowing them to see my expertise. I'm, you know, I'm sharing my all of my tips and tricks and like all the ways that I can help people. And that's what's going to kind of build that like authority and the know, like, and trust factor. But like for me, it's more about like, I want my audience to truly understand who I am and like all my values and who I am as a person and my beliefs, because I know sometimes that's a big shift for them. It's like, oh, she thinks this way. I want to also think like that. Or her energy is like this and she thinks this way. Like, I really love working with those sort of people that really do, that actually take the time to understand who I am as a coach. Not just like, I just bought your program, I saw it pop up and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, those are great people too. I love that. But like when someone kind of does their homework a bit and like goes down the rabbit hole of, you know, Allison, like to me, those are the people that I'm like, they're going to be really good clients. Those are going to be the people that are going to really thrive in this program because they really do resonate with me and I'm relevant to them as a coach.
Yes, I love that. Love, love, love that. I think relevance is so important. It's probably not discussed enough in the online space, but I think the relevance and the beliefs go hand in hand. And actually, I love what you said there because I really believe that people aren't just buying the tangible outcome, the thing. They're also getting on board with a movement, a direction. It's also about who they're going to become, not just about what they'll have. And that's what people feel, don't they? You know, when they know, why am I going to choose this coach over this coach? Or why am I going to choose this service provider over this service provider? Much of it is about who you're going to become.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a powerful thing, isn't it? When you're like, you get into that coaching container. We've all had that, probably that experience where you're like, the minute that you just step in and you're, or just the minute you pay to even be a part of it, something shifts inside of you energetically. And you're just like, this is it. I'm up leveling today. Like, this is the program that's going to help me go from here to here. Or this coach is going to help me go from here to here. Like, I love those stories where it's just like energetically, you just feel so different when you hit that buy now button.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When you know that that's the right space for you because everything about it is speaking directly to you. And that for me actually as well is about powerful messaging as well. When that messaging makes you feel so seen, it's so powerful. It gets people moving.
And I always tell my clients when they're doing their sales pages or when they are like posting on their stories about their offers or even in the grid or whatever on Instagram, like ask yourself some questions. Like, am I being specific enough? Like instead of saying like, for example, like, I love books, right? Like, how about you say, like, I love graphic sci-fi novels, right? Like, once again, we're just trying to get as specific as possible because, of course, there's a lot of people that like books, but I like this very specific kind of book. Do you want in on that sort of book, right? So it's so, in my mind, like, if we can just really hone in on, like, getting specific, what's examples of that, right? I always say, look, what's an example of this? What do you actually mean by this? And how does this actually look like in their everyday real life? I just keep asking myself those three questions all the time. And so I read sales posts. I read all of my clients' content a lot of the times. And I'm like, way too vague, way too vague. Like, we got to get way more specific because you want them to go, like the person reading it going, this speaks to my soul. Like, she gets me. She understands me so, so much. Like, I have to work with this coach over this coach because this one actually says the actual thoughts that are coming out of my brain. And I just, once again, I energetically always know that, like, that's my coach for me when she actually is repeating the things that I'm saying to my husband or the thoughts that I had or the text messages that I'm saying to my best friend. Like, those are the sales pages that are highly converting, or those, you know, the story slides that, you know, you're selling. Those are the ones that are really converting because you're speaking to them and you are actually using specific things that they're saying in their everyday real life.
Yes, I think you're speaking my love language. I couldn't agree more. I honestly can't express, similarly to you, how important that specificity is. And it, as an example, actually, this morning I came off a call with one of my longer-term one-to-one clients, and we've been working together for about 2 years now. And she has only been in business 2 years as well, but she was seeing like a nice increase in income, the number of clients that she was signing from her marketing. And last year we experimented a little bit by slightly broadening who her ideal client was. So she started speaking to some slightly different pains and some slightly different desires, and she had a dip. And then, so what we did straight away, we identified that dip and we closed that gap. So in our next session, we crafted the messaging that we knew was going to resonate with this high level client, because we started to look at the data around who performed the best, got the best results inside her offer, who was saying yes with ease. So we went back to that message, deepened it even further. And then she straight away had her highest cash month. It's not a coincidence. There is absolutely zero coincidence in that. It is the specificity of her messaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we can be so in alignment with the offer, And like we get excited to sell it, but yeah, if the messaging is off and the person can't fully understand what you're selling, like, and this is why I think a lot of life coaches and, you know, a lot of people, like, they don't get to that next level, is because they're not really taking a hard look at their content or a hard look at the sales components. And it's not that it's bad per se, but like, we're like at this point, and you know, if you've been in business for a few years, like, you're noticing there's more and more coaches, there's more and more service providers popping up left and right. Like, so we're like constantly fighting for attention, right? So when you actually get specific, and you're once again kind of reading those thoughts that they're having, and you're just like, how is this showing up for them in their everyday life? Like, you're just gonna be way more relevant, like we said earlier, like way more relevant to them. And yeah, the program is hopefully gonna sell out because like it just really spoke to them as a person. And like you want them to actually say that, like, you read my mind, right? Like, you're in my head. Like, I love those messages all like in my DMs. It's like, because I am, I get it. Like, I have been you, and I've worked with hundreds of you. You know what I mean? So like, I do get it. But yeah, when we're so vague, like you probably have heard this phrase, like, a confused mind will not buy, right? So if they're kind of confused and it's not really speaking to them, they're probably going to go on to the next person. No offense, but like, yeah, like, we're fighting for attention left and right these days. And the easiest way to get them to stay and to remember you is really having good content that is really speaking to their soul.
Yes, I love that. I couldn't agree more. And actually, I think you've touched on a point there that we've sort of discussed earlier on in the conversation, but the importance of actually allowing the messaging to land as well. The point that you said about a confused audience does not buy, I totally agree. But if you're switching up your messaging every other day, then your audience isn't going to know whether you're for them or not. Even if individual pieces seem to resonate, if they're getting a different vibe from you every day, which is why I think it is important to then ask yourself that question. Is it because it's out of alignment, or is it because I am consuming everybody else's content and it's unconsciously diluting my own? So I think it is really important to also remember, even though it's not necessarily all burning things down, it does also need a little bit of time to work, to actually test to see if it's going to land.
Absolutely. I love how you said that. Yeah. Like, I don't know how many times where it's like, oh, but she said it this way. Maybe I need to say it this way. So I'm now going to try to sell like that. And it's like, but it doesn't always work for you. Like, it works for her, but it might not work for you. And I do see that often where like people are pivoting left and right, and it's like, what's really going on? Like, you know, and I kind of always say, like, there's probably just some messy thoughts inside of their business right now. Like, I've been selling the same programs, the same things for years. And like, so my messaging doesn't change much. If anything, like, my messaging now is so boring to me because I'm just literally been saying the same things over and over again for like the last few years. So I kind of like challenge you to just like, get bored with it. Like, say the same stuff all the time. You don't need to be changing it up very often. But yes, like, you can make it more, I guess, fresh, or try it in a different way. But yeah, like, I guess I don't want to, just because you feel it's not working, we don't actually know that yet. Because if you're in a launch or something like that, or if you are like really trying to like push a one-on-one program, even if it's evergreen, like keep going, like give it some time. Like, I would say like give it a month, maybe 2 months, kind of see where you're at. But like, I don't tell my clients to change up a lot of things because I'm like, you just haven't given enough like time yet to know if it resonates. Cause like, I know, as for the human brain, we need to see this stuff more than once, right? Like, that's why selling often and selling almost every day is like really like, I tell my clients that, not to scare them, but to sit there and go, this is just the level of effort. If you want to like really be somebody on social media that makes the money that I know all of you want to be making, there is a level of showing up and sharing your message all the time. And I always know, like, when you start to feel kind of bored with it and you're like, I'm repeating myself so much, like, is this normal? Like, I'm like, that's exactly where you need to be right now. Don't screw it up and like try to do something else, or like, oh, it's just, you know, it doesn't feel right anymore. I'm like, if that's the case, like, I always tell people, I'm like, then it's not a business problem. It's just a personal problem. Like, go have fun somewhere else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you need your business to be like that all the time, it's like, my messaging isn't fun, and air quotes, fun necessarily anymore. I love my business and everything, and it is fun for me. But like, as far as the sales and marketing piece, that's very boring to me, if I'm being quite honest.
Yeah, that makes total sense, actually. And you're right. It's consistency. Repetition is consistency. And yeah, you don't have to play around with it. It's not necessary to try and say things totally differently, to try and reinvent the wheel. It's actually creating hard work a lot of the time. But yeah, it can be easy, can't it, to want to do that if things aren't working straight away. I totally get that. And I think it is remembering that these things do take time, that people are going down a buyer journey. You know, it's not that common that people consume your content and within the hour of discovering you, they've already bought. It does take that time, but it can be difficult, can't it, to stay in the lane and stay your own course, especially with all the noise going on.
I mean, absolutely. If you are somebody that consumes a lot of content, I would say challenge yourself for a week to literally just mute all those coaches that you follow that inspire you, but are also secretly triggering you in a sense. Once again, she's doing it this way, so maybe I should be doing it that way. It just doesn't need to be like that. You're on your own journey. People are buying you because of you, always. So in how you say things and how you communicate your offer to your audience. And so, yeah, it's not always I need to try something new to make this work. It's just give it some time. And then, and even with just strategy overall, I'm try this for 6 months to a year. Try this more than 2 weeks. And I think so many people after the first week are they just posted it. Allison, I posted that sales post. I'm awesome. You're going to do that again and again and again and again. And they get so, I know I work a lot with newer coaches. And so they do have a lot of thoughts that pop up when things aren't happening as fast as they want them to. So for me, it's I kind of bring them back to a little bit of reality of success doesn't happen overnight. It can, you can get clients fast. I'm not going to deny that because that happens all the time. But sometimes you just need to give it a little bit of time. You also need to build up your confidence a little bit too around the offer and around just being a really good coach and a really good marketer, and that does take some time as well. I'm just somebody who does truly believe that success can happen fast, but if it's not, it's okay too. We're all on our own client journey, timeline or our business, our own business timeline. And sometimes it does. It just takes a while. And we don't expect our clients too. I always think of this, you don't expect your client to go from here to here in a week, right? That's why we have 3 month programs, 6 month programs, or year programs, because change takes time, right? So it's going to be the same thing for marketing and, strategy overall.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you. And you're right. We all go at our own paces. And different challenges arise and, markets are different. People operate differently in particular markets. So I love that piece of advice. And actually, it brings me on nicely to my next question. If you have any tips for anyone who might be, let's say, a year or two into business and they are finding that maybe occasionally they're having slower launches, they're questioning whether it's the message or whether they want to pivot, what kind of things would you advise this person to do?
Yeah, so I want to say it's so normal to have those thoughts, especially if you've been doing this for a while and maybe you're still not where you want to be yet. And this is what I guess always tell people, if that's I'm still just not where I want to be yet, or I feel like I should be further along at this point. We all have those thoughts. And even now, going into year six of doing this, I'm still not exactly where I want to be yet, right? We're always going to hit one goal and then you're going to hit another goal. And then you're going to want to hit another goal. There's always going to be something for you to look forward to. You're always going to be wanting to up-level your life. So to kind of go back to your question though, it's okay to want to feel like you want to burn it down. I definitely have had those days in my business where I don't even know if I want to do this anymore. Oh my God, blah, blah, all these thoughts pop up. And I just want you to know, it's fine. It's not always a business problem. A lot of times it's a personal problem showing up as a business problem. You're gonna want to really look at, and I always call them messy thoughts around your business, but look at these thoughts that you're having. Are they actually true is number one, but is it something that's actually a quick fix? Or do you just need to take a step back sometimes? And that's fine too in your business. People take breaks. People take some time to just think about what they actually want to be doing moving forward. And I think that's fine. We do that all the time in relationships, in all these things. Sometimes we've got to take a step back to say, okay, where do I really want this to go? What do I like about this? What do I not like about this anymore? What do I like about my strategy? What do I not like about my strategy? What do I like about content creation? What do I not like about content? Have those reflection moments for yourself. And if you're not doing that regularly, then yeah, you're going to burn out or you're going to go, is this even for me anymore? If you're constantly doing a strategy you hate and you've been doing that for 2 years, okay, well, let's take a look at that. What about it do you actually hate? What doesn't align with you anymore? What's out of integrity with that or whatever? Or it could just be, a really simple, I'm not like, my messaging isn't landing. I'm not sure what to even be posting. I'm not even sure how to sell. And like, you know, as a newer-ish business owner, you know, if you are still in that first year or two, and even beyond, there's always room for improvement, right? Like, so I don't know if you need to do that once a month where you reflect on like, how did last month go? Like, how did my last launch go? What are some things that I can improve on, or just some things that like, I could have showed up differently. Maybe energetically, I just wasn't feeling very good. So maybe the next time I won't do it like I did it before. And that's okay. Like I have one of my clients right now where she's very much just like, I just don't feel good. I'm like, this isn't a great time then to go into a month launch of something. You know what I mean? Like, so kind of take a look at that. Like, how can we just start getting you to feel better? Then we can sit there and go, okay, I'm feeling pretty good. And now let's kind of go into this and, you know, with some clean energy. Once again, all about like, what are your thoughts right now? What's really going on energetically? And then kind of pivot from there if you need to pivot.
I love that advice. Yeah, I think that's so powerful. I think reflections, personally, I feel reflections are more powerful than even what I've given them credit for in the past. But actually, what you're saying there as well, especially about the energetics, I personally have really noticed in my own business journey, which is coming up 4 years now, that my business amplifies any kind of personal block, any kind of personal block. So for example, I was a real people pleaser, and that showed up in my business. And it's interesting, anytime there's a little block personally, it's amplified. So I think that's such good advice there.
Yeah. And I always tell all of my clients, it's like, your business is the best form of self-development for you, because it's going to make you look at every single aspect of yourself and every single aspect of your life even. And you probably didn't think that was going to happen when you decided to start a business, you know? And then even like, you know, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, like, you're still going to have these things pop up. Like, why don't I charge more money? Like, maybe I have you have mindset blocks around your money, like financials, like you're afraid to be in debt, you're afraid of this, you're afraid of that. Like, it's still going to keep popping up for you. But the more that you go through this, the more you're going to be able to coach yourself through this, or you have coaches and you know what questions to ask. Be like, how do I get help through this? Like, support me through this journey, because like, I'm still struggling with this. And that's okay. Like, I think there's so many times it's like, oh, I'll never, like, I hired one coach and I'm never going to hire a coach again. It's like, no, that doesn't happen. You keep hiring coaches to up-level yourself and to continue looking at all your thoughts and your strategy and everything, because it's constantly going to be changing in a sense, but not really changing in a sense. But like, you're always going to have things to be coached on. I hate to say that, everybody. Like, sorry, but like, there's always going to be something to get coached on.
Yeah, I agree with you there, actually. I've had coaches since year one. And, you know, I've worked with a couple of different coaches in different areas. But every time, I've definitely come away from those experiences with either a problem solved, you know, an identity shift or some other kind of shift. So I do agree with you there.
Yeah. What people don't realize is, yeah, you're going to be looking at your identity, who you are. And that can be really scary. And once again, they don't tell you this when you sign up for starting my LLC or starting business today, like how this is going to completely change your life in a good way, you know, but also like, wow, I didn't realize that I did have these blocks, or I didn't have, you know, more knowledge in this piece. Like, all the childhood trauma stuff starts coming up and you're just like, wow, I didn't realize this was all going to happen when I started a business.
Yeah, absolutely. And then for me, I remember, like you say, we do it because we love it, don't we? And, you know, we are really building something for ourselves. So I agree. You know, I think that work actually, it enhances your life, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah, like I now I'm so happy I've gone down this path, because yeah, it just had made me such a better woman, a better human, a better mom, like that I was able to look at every aspect of this. And you're right, like we're doing this a lot for ourselves, right? Like, but also, you know, we're here to help people, and like what we do is like very like life-changing, but you change so much through this process. And it's so magical. It's so great to see that. And like, you're just evolving every day to be your most successful self. And that's all I ask of people is like, just do the 1% better, right? You hear that all the time. Just be 1% better. Just get a little bit better. And you might take a few steps forward and then maybe a couple steps back. And that's normal in business. It's totally normal. And that's why, like, you know, when like, oh, I have depression, and, you know, I'm really stressed out, I'm like, you know, an anxious person, can I still run a business? I'm like, absolutely. Like, stress and anxiety is still going to, I mean, that's still a normal piece of running a business, but also just of life. Like, you can still do so much. Like, just because that, you know, is a, maybe a part of your identity right now, like, that can still be improved. So anyway, like, kind of just looking at business as a whole, like, it's going to help you evolve, and you can still evolve while you're also helping people, if that makes sense. Like, you can still have messy thoughts around your business and still be a really great coach.
Yeah, I love that. I totally agree with you. And actually, I'd love to ask you a question as well that I do ask all of my guests that kind of leads on from this. How are you building your business on your terms in a way that feels really aligned with you?
Yeah. Well, now that I have been doing this for a while, like, I had to really hone in, and I was afraid to do this, but, like, you know, really hone in on a certain ideal client. And yeah, I think I waited a little too long to just say I wanted to do this and I want to do that. And so sometimes it is just a quick decision and going with it and just trusting, because you're being called to do that. Like, your intuition just knows that, like, that those are the best steps to take. And I always trust that. So, nowadays, I guess how I want to say this is, like, I just really do what brings me joy. Like, I don't have clients that I hate or clients that annoy, you know what I mean? Like, I truly am calling in dream clients of mine. And it's really just because, yeah, I come on, I'm authentic. I share my stories. I share my, you know, my expertise and everything like that. And I don't hold back anymore, if that makes sense. Like, I am, if you ever meet me on the street, like, I'm the same person. Like, I'm not like a totally different person as I am as a coach or as I am on social media or as I am in person. Like I truly have just kind of stepped into that. And when I first started, like, it wasn't like that. It was kind of hard because, like, you're afraid to really be yourself. And so now I operate from, like, if they don't like it, if they don't like me, then that's okay. Then I'm probably not the best coach for them. Right. So we're always going to be, like, magnetic to somebody, but then also repel people. And I know that. And I just had to really be okay with that. So operating in my business, like, as far as, like my day to day, in a sense of, like, you know, I have two kids. My husband, you know, is home. Luckily he helps out with the kids every day. And, like, I had to just really sit and go, like, what do I really want? Like, if I could really create a dream life for myself, like, what would that actually look like, right? I don't want to be working every day, right? Like, I didn't start this business to constantly be working, even though I think about my business every day, and I probably do work on some things here and there every day, but, like, I don't take client calls every day, right? Like, I have days where I have, like, CEO days or days where I just kind of have my self-care days, and I think that's just so important. And when I first started, though, like, I was, like, working 7 days a week, and I was just trying to get on calls with everybody and all the things, right? Like, and you can quickly get into burnout when you do that. So now I just have, like, really some, like, non-negotiables for myself. When I start to feel stressed out or have, like, high anxiety around businessy things, I'm like, this is my time to take a step back. And I don't feel bad about that. I have no shame around just needing some time for myself or telling my clients, like, hey, I'm gonna be a little out of pocket today. I'm kind of having a me day, right? And it gives them permission to do that as well. Some days where I'm like, hey, my mental health really is important to me, because I can't be a really good coach if I'm all messy and all over the place, right? Or if I don't feel good. So me feeling my best to be able to have calls all day or whatever and be able to do podcast interviews, like, you have to feel really good, right? So that to me is, like, something that, like, is so underrated of, like, working on your energy, working on your mental health, getting coached or whatever you need so you can feel really good and be the best that you can truly be.
I love that. I really, really like that. In fact, I imagine the listeners of this podcast will find that really refreshing, because we did start these businesses for a reason. You know, we did start them both to impact the clients that we want to work with, all the kind of people that we want to work with, but also to build something in the way that we want to build it, in a way that feels really aligned. So I absolutely love that. And it's been a pleasure chatting with you about this today. You know, it's really been a really great conversation, and I think really helpful for those who are experiencing little challenges that are popping up, little roadblocks. I think it's such a good way of looking at it. It's normal. It's okay. We just need to take the reflection and start doing small things to see what we can do about it, but not necessarily always burning everything to the ground.
Yeah. If you're getting to that point, definitely talk to somebody, because it's probably just a quick little energy shift. And when I always say that, it's like just a quick little energy shift. And hopefully you can start feeling much better about your business. And, you know, if you're feeling really down in the – we all have those days where you feel a little down in the dumps. Like, this is why it's important to have entrepreneur friends or coaches to be able to help you through that.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. It's been a real pleasure.
Yes, thank you, Anna. This is so great. Thank you.